So comparatively, in the sunitinib access program, they didn't seem to split out chromophobe and papillary, and even from the other oncocytoma and somewhat rarer subtypes that you sometimes see. But they did demonstrate stable disease and partial responses in the group. We just didn't have as detailed a set of information. And so the other interesting thing to come from the sorafenib access program, expanded access program reported by Dr. Gore, they showed what was a lower response, at least reported from the investigators in the first line, but a similar level of disease control. So that sort of panned out with the data we got last year from Bob Motzer in the randomized study versus interferon in the first line. Good disease control data in the second line. Most of those patients had had previous cytokine therapy, and that, I think, was a good fit with the two phase two studies that were done previously for cytokine failures with sunitinib. So that panned out. In brain metastases, it's slightly different criteria for entry. They didn't require treatment. They just required they be asymptomatic. From that perspective, no CNS hemorrhages and actually seemingly good outcomes for the patients, similar to the rest of the set. We're not told whether they got concurrent radiation therapy or not. And I think that's actually a big question and a sort of separate issue. In actual fact, fairly parallel outcomes from the two studies, suggesting that what we'd seen in the trials that had been done predominantly in academic centres was translatable to clinical practice.